Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
New England Nightly News.
All right, now, for a long time, I avoided getting a TikTok account. I just felt like I didn't have anything to offer TikTok, and TikTok had nothing to offer me. My wife's on TikTok all the time. She's like, she's got this thing with TikTok where she uninstalls it and then reinstalls it and then uninstalls. Like, it's, you know, it's become like a thing. And I know lots of people like this, not just her. But they just get on TikTok and they're scrolling, and all of a sudden 3 hours goes by. And they've just been watching these videos. My brain doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. I can't sit there and scroll through short videos that long. I get bored so quickly. They don't capture my interest really that much. If I want to watch a video about something, I'll watch it. But, like, you know, for the most part, I find TikTok to be just not that funny and not that interesting. However, that was before I discovered the TikTok account of former NFL defensive back Will Blackman. And if you don't remember Will Blackman, he played, how many years did he play? Let's see. He was in the league for 10 years, played for the Packers, the Washington Redskins at the time, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the New York Giants. He was a corner mostly, played a little safety, and is a Rhode Island guy. Went to Boston College. They could probably use him this year. Don't yell at me, Bill O'Brien. I'm just stating the facts. And he went to Bishop Hendrickson High School, which you may remember is Bishop Hendrickson has a lot of guys. Quiddy Pay went to Bishop Hendrickson. Xavier Truss, who was drafted this year from I want to say the Saints, drafted. He was a Bishop Hendrickson guy. They have a good, but the most famous athlete to ever come out of Bishop Hendrickson is Pete the Meat Shepherd. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he was a Bishop Hendrickson. I think he played baseball. Of course, Pete the Meat, my guy. I think I'm the only person currently at WEEI that ever worked directly with Pete the Meat Shepherd, I think, right? Keith never did. Jones definitely never did. Hillman and those guys I don't think ever did. And I don't think Andy, Fitzy, or Ted ever did. I think I'm the only one with a direct connection to the old Big Show. Like, if you're playing 6 degrees of the Big O, I'm 1 degree. Me and Pete, for that glorious year we worked together up in New Hampshire. Anyway, Bishop Hendrickson has had a lot of guys come through there, including Will Blackman. And Will Blackman's TikTok account, I haven't seen all the videos that he's made, but I did see this one. Will Blackman decided to make a video about a very specific area of public transit in Boston and also New York City. I'm talking, of course, about the Fung Wah bus.
This is for my OGs in the Northeast. Remember the Fung Wah bus.
Oh, yes, I do.
Forget Disney. Forget Six Flags. The Fung Wah bus was the ultimate experience. First of all, it took you from either Boston to New York or New York to Boston, and it was only $15.
Stop it right there. I remember when it was $10. I remember when it was $10. I'm a little older than Will Blackman, but it was cheaper than that. They did jack the price up to 15. We were all very upset about that. And there was the Fung Wah and there was the Lucky Star. That was the other one. There was the two buses. Lucky Star was a little more expensive, but they were basically the same. And the Fung Wah bus, if you needed to get to New York City, that's what you took. Now, if you want to do that now, I don't know if it's still the Bolt bus. I know the Bolt bus goes back and forth from like South Station out to Port Authority, but this was Chinatown to Chinatown. You know, like this was, it was a Chinatown bus, is what they called it. And it was a trip. What he's about to tell you, I have some stories myself, but I can vouch for a majority of what he's about to say. Listen, if you don't know about the Feng Hua bus, if you're a younger listener and you have no idea what we're talking about, the Feng Hua bus was a huge, huge part of your life if you ever had to go to New York City.
Probably takes about 4 hours, 4.5 hours to get to New York. I swear this thing got you there in about 3 hours. I promise you. This guy drove this thing like it was a Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Switching lanes. Like, it made no sense. The bus driver made one stop. I think it was at, like, a Fuddruckers.
All right, stop it right off. There. Now, the bus drivers, they had different places that they would stop on the Feng Hua. Fuddruckers, I never stopped at a Fuddruckers. I wish I had. But one time I very clearly remember, we stopped in Connecticut. And it was at a gas station that had a Chinese restaurant attached to the gas station, which I know, gross, but we were hungry. And it was a Chinese restaurant where you went through a buffet, and at the end of it, you weighed your thing, you weighed your to-go thing, and you'd pay what you weigh. It was like the ground round back in the day. Only you didn't pay what you weighed, you paid what the thing weighed. It was like you're at the butcher shop. It was great, and it was cheap. So you'd eat, and you'd get back on the bus. But yeah, there was always that stop right in the middle. And they'd still somehow manage to get there in 3 hours. It was amazing. Anyway, continue.
You get off, use the restroom, get something to eat. And I'm telling you, if he honked that horn and you weren't on that bus, you were getting left. And you don't know who's going to be on this bus. One time I sat next to a lady, she had a cage full of chickens. This other dude had like 15 watermelons. And I swear I was on there with three kids that had no parents, just kids on the bus. I took it from Boston to New York, and it would drop you off at Canal Street. And I'll tell you what, the Feng Hua bus was the ultimate experience.
He's right about that. That's a good TikTok, by the way. That is some quality content. I think I get it now. If TikTok's all about old buses that went from Boston to New York, stuff like that, maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places. Maybe I'm just not searching for the right things. The algorithm's not speaking to me in that way. But that was a good TikTok right there, and he's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I, in my day, taking the Feng Hua, and it was never for, like, business or anything. It was always, you know, to go visit people, or we'd go to New York for, like, New Year's Eve or something like that, or, you know, I had friends that lived in the city. We'd go visit them for the weekend, something along those lines. It was never like I had to go there for work and stay there for a long time. It would be like you'd go there on Friday, and you'd come back on Sunday, and you'd take the Feng Hua both ways. One time, my friend Matt and I, we're taking the Feng Hua back. He lived in Brooklyn, so he was home for Christmas, and I wanted to go to New York and hang out there. I think we were going back for New Year's, and him and I were riding the Feng Hua, and we stopped at the gas station Chinese restaurant, which was delicious. And I remember we walked in, and we were coming back out, and there was this guy who was sitting across from us, and we didn't really notice him or think anything of him. But when we were walking back out with our food, he was leaning up against the back of the bus smoking crack. Just right there in the parking lot, just, you know, with the torch and all that. And I was like, damn, man, like, he's right out in the open. You see people like smoke joints and stuff once in a while in the parking lot in the Feng Hua. Never saw anybody to pull out the hard stuff like that, though. And this guy, you'd think he was just smoking a cigarette. You know, he was just sitting there very casually, just smoking crack. And we both sort of walked by him. We're like, what's that guy doing? And they're like, oh, right. He's smoking crack. Okay, well, rest of this trip might be pretty interesting. We get back on the bus, and this guy sat there perfectly still for the entire rest of the ride. For a guy who just, all by himself, it's not like he was passing it back and forth with some other crackhead. It was just him, you know, just him taking it all, smoking all the crack. And he was like a statue. Sat there, I'd like chilled him out, which I didn't think crack did that. But he's sitting there just totally fine, just relaxing, having fun. And, you know, we made it there and it was fine. I have never seen any live chickens, although I've heard other people mention that. Will Blackman mentioned that in his video. There were people who would come on with, like, lots of food, and it seemed like they were going to New York to, like, sell their food. So they had the guy with all the watermelons and stuff. I saw that. I'd see, like, people with, you know, watermelon, like a big cooler full of meat or something. Like, they're just, that's what they did. It was $15 to go to New York. You know how much it costs to get there on the Amtrak? It's like $400. And you could do that, or you could get on the Fung Wah for $15. Get a nice meal. Maybe if you're lucky, a guy give you a hit off his crack pipe. I don't know. I mean, just, you know, if you're having a good day. But that was it, the Fung Wah. And the other thing about the Fung Wah, sort of the darker side of the Fung Wah, is that they didn't really care much about the maintenance of their vehicles. And because of that, every year you would read about a Fung Wah tipping over or a Fung Wah flying through the air or a Fung Wah bus catching on fire or all sorts of different possibilities like that. And that happened a good amount. Never on one that I was on. Although there was one time I was on the Fung Wah and a gentleman soiled himself. It was close to when we got to New York. It was like when you get out of Connecticut and you first come through New York and there's all those big high rises and stuff. And you're like, all right, yeah, we're in New York. We'll be in the city soon. And then all of a sudden it was like, someone fart. And it's like, no, not a fart. No, that was a fart. It's really lingering. That's the worst when you're in like mixed company like that and you smell like a fart and it's like, man, that sucks, but at least it's going to go away soon. It didn't go away. It didn't go away for the rest of the trip. Everybody rushed off the bus.
How much longer did you have on the trip?
About 20 minutes, more or less. And then they just drop you out right in Canal Street. They just did open the door. You're out of there, so it was fine. But
yeah, anything more than 5 minutes sounds like a nightmare.
It was, but you also get used to it, you know? Like, you just, it becomes like the normal, you know? Like, you're just sitting there around it. If you have kids, if you ever have kids, Joe, you know. But, like, it starts to smell, and you're just like, oh, God, this wasn't a fart. This was something much more sinister. Anyway, that's the New England Nightly News, just reminiscing about the Fung Wah bus and all the wonderful trips to New York City and all the weird people and people doing drugs and everything else that you saw on there. It was a real moment in time, and I miss that bus. The Bolt bus, not the same. I mean, listen, it gets you there. It's not like it doesn't get you there. And I don't know if they still do this, but the Bolt bus, it used to be you'd have to pay normal price, but one person on every Bolt bus would get to ride for $1, which was them trying to be like the Fung Wah. But it's like, you're not the Fung Wah, Bolt bus. Stop trying to be the Fung Wah. You know, you're $60 or whatever it is to go there, which isn't a ridiculous price, but it's no $15 on the Fung Wah. I mean, like, come on. Not even close. Anyway, there you go. There's your New England Nightly News. Long live the Fung Wah bus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.